Hi, Glenn Bischoff, Editor-in-Chief of Urging Communications Magazine, and I'm speaking with Kevin McFadden, Public Safety Solutions Architect for Cisco Systems. And Kevin, we chatted a little bit last week at IWCE 2013 in Las Vegas after one of the educational sessions, and I wanted to ask you to kind of drill down on something that you had said during the session, which was a suggestion that public safety entities should not wait to get into, start delving into applications. In other words, don't wait to see what FirstNet's going to do with the nationwide broadband network. The time to get involved in applications is now. So could you explain what you meant by that?
Well, thanks for having me. And that's a great question. We did talk a little bit about that during our session last week. As we're looking at the market for public safety, we feel that a lot of customers can start to embrace this technology now. In many cases, the commercial carriers, 4G, 3G services, are really going to gain the same types of mobility and connectivity that FirstNet's talking about. So really, the opportunity for any of our FirstNet customers and the public safety community is to start looking at applications at this time, really trying to understand what they're trying to accomplish, what they might anticipate coming in terms of solving business challenges, and looking at commercial technologies that are currently available. Now, we know that there's going to be a variety of things that will evolve and change as the mission starts to move into a mobile mission, smart device, smartphone, smart tablet environment. But moving from the current PC-based in-vehicle laptop environment to something that's much more portable, something that an officer, agent, even an emergency responder can carry on their hip or in the palm of their hand, those applications we're going to see coming about soon. And there's already things that are available today.
And Kevin, what are some of the things that are available today, and how does Cisco envision, you know, the apps development playing out? What kind of apps might we be looking at in the future?
Absolutely. Actually, as we did our case study last week, I recapped a few of those. Several of them are going to look at things like security, making sure that the proper level of integrity is provided to the device, the device management, how each of these devices, if you look at it from a stakeholder perspective, one of the public safety agencies that we might be talking about, they're going to increase the number of devices in their area of responsibility, in some cases by double. Instead of just each officer or agent having a laptop in the car, they're going to have a device on their hip. Just by its own nature, it's going to increase the number of devices. So device management and security are going to be important. And there will be applications that are available today to address that. As we look at other types of applications, like what we call unified communications or multimedia-rich communications, things like voice, push-to-talk voice, video, even some collaboration applications, which allow us to be able to see the particular individuals in our squad, in our group, maybe even a larger group, whether they're available. What their current status is, are they in a meeting, are they engaged in a call, chat messaging, all of these things are things that we use in the office environment today. And we'll see those start to push out to the field agents, the people that are responding to public safety environments, and being able to adopt these technologies. Okay. Does that make sense, Glenn?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Kevin, one of the things I'm curious about, you hear a lot in public safety about reliability, and there's a general mistrust in public safety of anything that's, coming out of the commercial sector. And, of course, that's kind of where applications started. So what can you say to allay their concerns about applications, and how might applications for public safety be different than applications that that are found in the commercial sector?
Sure. I think that a great portion of the distrust and concern of that area stems from a lot of the belief that things like land mobile radio and the push-to-talk two-way communications were a way of the current mission-critical capability, and that things like IP-based technologies and IP communications there was some level of skepticism in the industry that those could be reliable. I think that if you look at what we do in the commercial industry, with the financial community, even in healthcare, there's a tremendous amount of commercial-based applications that are driving those industries and doing a very successful job, not sacrificing security, again, reliability, being able to address things on a mission level. There's a variety of examples that I can point to, even in our military organizations, where they're relying on these commercial-based applications, commercial technologies, to be able to support the mission in a mission-critical manner.
Well, Kevin, thanks so much for sharing your insights today. We really appreciate them.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brian, for having me.
I've been speaking with Kevin McFadden, Public Safety Solutions Architect for Cisco Systems, about applications in the public safety space. We thank Kevin for his time, and we thank you for listening. Until next time, have a great rest of the day.